And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with the college basketball game we had for you on the radio last night. Xavier Simpson was pretty much perfect, and everything fell into place for number 10, Michigan. Simpson sparked Michigan's balanced attack with 10 points and 11 assists, and the Wolverines rolled past Iowa 74-53. Seeking their third consecutive Big Ten tourney title, third-seeded Michigan advanced to the semis for the fourth straight year. They'll go for their third win against Minnesota this season when they take on the surprising Gophers here this afternoon. And it certainly helps to have a point guard like Simpson, who went 4-for-4 from the field and 2-for-2 from the line with just one turnover. The 6-foot junior also played tough defense on Jordan Bohannon, who was averaging 12 points before he went scoreless in almost 27 minutes against the Wolverines. Michigan made 10 three-pointers and placed 5 players in double figures, bouncing back nicely from Saturday's disappointing loss to rival Michigan State. Iggy Brazdeikis had 15 points. John Teske had 12 points and 10 rebounds there for the Wolverines. Luka Garza and Tyler Cook each scored 14, but Iowa was ice cold from deep a night after they'd made 12 three-pointers in a win over Illinois. They went just 1 of 16 from beyond the arc against the Wolverines and shot just 36% overall from the field. Iowa will now wait to see where they end up in the NCAA tournament, and Michigan moves on once again to take on Minnesota in the Big Ten tournament semifinals here today. And the other games yesterday at the Big Ten tournament, it was Cassius Winston scoring 18 points. Foster Lawyer provided a lift off the bench with a career-high 14. And number 6 Michigan State gave Hall of Fame coach Tom Izzo his 600th career win with a 77-70 victory over Ohio State in the Big Ten quarterfinals. With their sights set on a 6 conference tournament title and a deep NCAA run, the Spartans pulled away in the second half for their third win over the Buckeyes this season. Jordan Murphy scored 27 points. Amir Coffey added 21, and Minnesota beat number 13 Purdue 75-73 to advance to the Big Ten tourney semis. Murphy drove for a go-ahead three-point play and hit 2 free throws in the closing minutes. Nate Ruver scored 14 points. Demetric Trice had a clutch three-pointer with 58 seconds left. And number 19 Wisconsin beat pesky Nebraska 66-62 to advance to the Big Ten tourney semis. Khalil Iverson also scored 14 points as the Badgers won for the 6th time in 7 games, despite a shaky performance by Ethan Happ. The 6'10 forward, who was averaging 18 points and 10 rebounds per game coming into the tourney, had a season-low 4 points and committed 7 of the team's 17 turnovers. A decision on Nebraska basketball coach Tim Miles' future is on hold for at least a couple more days. Athletic director Bill Moos said his evaluation of the program would end once it's determined the season is over. The Cornhuskers find out on Sunday if they'll receive an NIT invitation. Miles is 1-15-1-13 in 7 seasons at Nebraska. Over in the Big 12, Mario Shayok watched the shot after shot hit everything but net on Friday night, and Iowa State's leading scorer and veteran leader could very well have grown hesitant and frustrated. Instead, he hit 2 of the biggest shots of the game. Shayok rattled in a tying three-pointer down the stretch, swished another from the right in front of his own bench, and then added a couple more free throws in the closing seconds to help the 5th-seeded Cyclones beat number 15 Kansas State 63-59 in the Big 12 semifinals. Shayok finished with 21 points, Nick Weiler-Babb added 12, and Iowa State advanced to play Kansas coming up tonight in the Big 12 championship game. The Cyclones are 4-0 when playing for the title. Iowa State won despite committing 17 turnovers and struggling from the field for most of the second half. The Cyclones also won without much help from Taylen Horton-Tucker, who had 6 points on 3 of 10 shooting. Iowa State once again will face Kansas tonight now for the title. That's because the Jayhawks got 24 points from Dedrick Lawson. Quentin Grimes added 18 before leaving the game late with cramps, and Kansas roared away from West Virginia for an 88-74 victory in these Big 12 tourney semis last night. Devon Dotson added 13 points. Marcus Garrett had 11 for the third-seeded and reigning champion Jayhawks, who advanced to play Iowa State for the title here this evening. And taking a look at other conference tournament matchups from yesterday in the ACC, it was a thriller in the evening game as Zion Williamson had the go-ahead tip-in on his own miss with 30 seconds left, and 5th-ranked Duke held off 3rd-ranked North Carolina 74-73 in the ACC semis. Williamson had 31 points and 11 rebounds for the Blue Devils. They survived a fight with their fierce rival in a classic that went down to the final play. Cameron Johnson had 23 points for the Tar Heels. David Nichols scored 14 points, and number 12 Florida State knocked off number 2 Virginia 69-59 to advance to the championship game of the ACC tournament. Phil Coffer had 11 points, and 7'3" center Christ Kumaje added 9 points and 9 rebounds for the Seminoles. The Virginia loss comes on the same floor where they became the first number one seed in the NCAA tournament to lose to a 16 seed in Maryland-Baltimore County last year. As number three, Notre Dame awaits its seeding in the NCAA tournament. Jackie Young has emerged as the do-everything player for Coach Muffet McGraw's defending champions on the women's side. The junior guard from Indiana is averaging 15 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1 steal per game. Several senior teammates are expected to be picked in the WNBA draft after this season. Young has not said if she plans to leave school early to join them. Georgia Tech has been informed the NCAA has found alleged major recruiting violations by former assistant coach Daryl LeBerry and a former friend of coach Josh Pastner. Of the three allegations made by public by Georgia Tech, the NCAA says two are considered to be severe breach of conduct, which is considered the highest level of violations. In the SEC tournament, Admiral Schofield scored 20 points, and number 8 Tennessee defeated Mississippi State 83-76 in the SEC tournament quarterfinals. They advanced to a Saturday semifinal with number 4 Kentucky. Tennessee and Kentucky split 2 regular season matchups. Jared Harper scored 27 points, and number 22 Auburn showcased their record-setting 3-point attack to beat South Carolina 73-64. The Tigers won their 6th straight to advance to a Saturday semifinal against Florida. Auburn has 368 three-pointers this season for a new SEC single-season record. Tyler Harrow scored 20 points, and 4th-ranked Kentucky started its quest for a 5th straight SEC tournament title by beating Alabama 73-55. And Andrew Nembhard hit a three-pointer with a second left, and Florida rallied from a 13-point deficit in the second half to upset 9th-ranked LSU 76-73 to advance to those semifinal round games here today. Also in the Pac-12 tournament, Jalen Knoll and Isaiah Carter scored 14 points each, and Washington held off a late Colorado rally for a 66-61 victory in the Pac-12 tourney semifinals. The top-seeded Huskies led by 14 before Colorado made a late push, cutting the lead to 60-56 with 101 left. David Crisp's breakaway layup sealed it. And Louis King scored 19 points. Peyton Pritchard added 18, and Oregon outlasted Arizona State 79-75 in overtime in the Pac-12 tourney semis. The 6-seeded Ducks dominated early, went into the second half funk, and fought their way back to keep it close in a foul-filled second half. Oregon moves on to face top-seeded Washington in the title game. And Washington State has fired basketball coach Ernie Kent on Thursday after 5 seasons where he was unable to turn around the Cougars program and had a significant exodus of players under his watch. Washington State Athletic Director Pat Chun announced on the decision a day after the Cougars finished an 11-21 season with an 84-51 loss to Oregon at the Pac-12 tournament. And in women's college basketball notes, the Drake Bulldogs picked up a victory behind 2-time player of the year Becca Hintner, who had 18 points. And they used a big opening game run to beat Valparaiso 86-58 in the quarterfinal round of the Missouri Valley Conference Women's Tournament. Maddie Dean added 16 points, Sarah Ryan 14, and Monica Burridge 10 for the Bulldogs, who have won 11 straight. Also at that tournament, it was UNI picking up a victory in the evening game against Southern Illinois 66-63 as Carly Rucker finished with 18 points and 7 rebounds and 3 assists to lead the Panthers on. So that sets up the semifinal round today for their Mo Valley Conference Women's Tournament there in the Quad Cities as Drake will take on Illinois State for a 1:30 contest today, and then UNI will face Missouri State in a 4 o'clock game later on here this afternoon. And in a baseball note, the New York Yankees will open the season without their ace. General Manager Brian Cashman says Luis Severino will miss all of April because of right shoulder inflammation. He had been scheduled to start on opening day on March 28th, but was scratched from his first planned spring training start on March 5th. He felt discomfort after throwing his first slider in a pregame bullpen session. Severino is set to resume playing catch next week. Phillies outfielder Bryce Harper sustained a bruised right foot when he was hit by a pitch during a spring training game Friday. However, manager Gabe Kepler said the team wasn't overly worried about that injury. And in NFL news, one former offensive star from the Kansas City Chiefs has been suspended by the NFL while a current chief is being investigated. Browns running back Kareem Hunt has received an 8-game suspension after a video showed him kicking a woman. He was later involved in a fight at a resort. The league cited a violation of its personal conduct policy for physical altercations at his residence in Cleveland last February and at a resort in Ohio last June. Hunt was released last season by the Chiefs after video surfaced showing him pushing and kicking a woman, and Brown signed Brian Hunt in February, saying he was remorseful. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are investigating an incident involving Tyreek Hill after the wide receiver was involved in a domestic battery incident in suburban Kansas City earlier this week. The team says it was aware of a police report filed Thursday by Overland Park Police Department that lists Hill's address and identifies a juvenile as the victim. Hill's fiancée is identified among others involved, and the couple has a 3-year-old son. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. We'll have Cardinal spring training baseball coming up later on today here for you as they take on the Nationals. That'll be an 11:45 pregame with a noon first pitch. Sports brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.